What is the nature of expression here? The nature of the expression is music that descends sadly, almost funereally, a very quiet and introspective aria, again in what we call minor, the darker side of the musical palette, a tempo that is very slow, almost funereal. It's as if we're hearing her funeral march, even as we listen to her sing of her impending death. Everything in the music is used to reinforce the feeling beneath the words, not to word paint the words, but to illustrate the feelings beneath the words. The emotional impact? Well, I think the emotional impact is profound. When we listen to Dido, we feel for her. We know where she's coming from. We would hope we would not go to such extremes, having had our hearts broken. But she's a person with whom we can identify, an individual. This is infinitely different from the nature of expression and the emotional impact of the madrigal. A madrigal evokes generic, approximate emotions, which are illustrated via word painting. Opera evokes specific, often extreme, individual emotions pointed directly at us, the individual listener. Now, I would tell you, and again, this kind of anticipates a future couple of lectures, because we will talk about Baroque opera a lot in lectures 11 and 12. But I would let you know that many late Renaissance composers and aestheticians grew dissatisfied with the madrigal's inability to project the individual emotion, and that is why opera came into being around the year 1600. The difference between madrigal and opera reflects the difference between the sober, more calculated restraint of the Renaissance and the exuberant, pointed emotionalism of the Baroque. All right, magnificence in Baroque art. There's yet another sort of Baroque extravagance, another reason for Baroque extravagance and artistic magnificence, and that has to deal, my friends, with the secular Baroque leaders who wanted to create monuments to themselves that would rival the monuments created for God, that is, churches and cathedrals. These secular leaders, we must remember, were the essential patrons of the arts during the Baroque, and they wanted to create art that would celebrate themselves. The Baroque is also the age of the absolute monarch, that monarch who claimed to rule by divine right. You know, this is a unbeatable combo, isn't it? You claim to rule by God's hand. I can crush you for the worm you are, not just because I was lucky enough to be born into this position, but because God wants me to be born in this position. Yeah, a great combination of temporal and religious logic. And perhaps the ultimate of these absolute monarchs was Louis XIV, who reigned for 72 years, from 1643 to 1715. He was a huge patron of the arts. An incredible amount of art, architecture, music was created to celebrate the magnificence of Louis's monarchy.